You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Isaac Lidsky, the blind founder and CEO of ODC Construction. Mr. Lidsky is the New York Times best-selling author of Eyes Wide Open, Overcoming Obstacles and Recognizing Opportunities in a World That Can't See Clearly, and his main stage TED Talk was viewed more than a million times in its first 20 days. Really impressive. And Mr. Lidsky, a pleasure and honor to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
And you're most welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours. So for starters, you write that going blind is one of the best things that ever happened to you. What do you mean by that? Love to hear your take on that as well.
Sure, absolutely. So I lost my sight sort of slowly, progressively from about age 12 to 25. And I lost it as I lost my sight. It kind of shattered the illusion of sight. You know, I saw these bizarre effects. Objects would appear and morph and disappear. And, you know, I kind of realized that though we experience sight as a sort of objective truth, this sort of universal reality that's out there, sort of outside of us, in fact, it's a creation of the brain. It's a machination of the mind. And that insight turned out to be one of the greatest things that ever happened to me, because the same is true of so much of life, the way we you know, the way we perceive our fears, the way we make assumptions about ourselves and strengths and weaknesses and success and all that kind of stuff. So it wound up bringing me immeasurable joy and fulfillment and great success.
I understand that you were a very successful lawyer with an elite resume, including clerking for two U.S. Supreme Court justices. Why did you leave that all behind to buy a small construction company?
So, you know, at the core of living Eyes Wide Open, at the core of my sort of my vision or philosophy is really being honest and aware and accountable to yourself, being you know, brutally honest about what you value, what's important to you, what success looks like. And I kind of reached the end of a legal joyride, great experiences in the public sector, working for the federal government, as you suggested. Found myself working for a big international law firm. And while many people can find great success and value in doing that and enjoy it, I wasn't one of those people. So I kind of put my money where my mouth was, so to speak. And with my college roommate, we bought a small kind of struggling residential construction subcontractor in Orlando, Florida. And if you think I'm crazy, my wife is crazier. She went along with me on this, and we moved the family from an apartment in Manhattan to Orlando. And I went from being a very fancy lawyer, quote unquote, to a construction guy.
Why not? Awesome. And thanks for sharing. Now, you encourage us to create the realities that we want for ourselves. First of all, what do you mean by that, and how do we begin to do that?
Sure. So, you know, it begins with some pretty simple questions. They're simple, but they're important. You know, what do you want in your life? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be at work, as an employer, as an employee? Who do you want to be as a spouse, as a parent, as a sibling? And how do you want to spend your time? What's important to you? What does success look like for you? And they may seem like overwhelming questions. It's easy for us to kind of roll our eyes and say, yeah. But, you know, the fact of the matter is in every moment, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, you are answering those questions. And I submit it's a much better plan to answer them with awareness and intention and purpose than kind of by happenstance, as a reaction. So it starts with figuring out who you want to be, and then it's the recognition that whatever circumstances we confront, how those circumstances manifest themselves in our lives, how we experience them, that is our choice. It is entirely within our control. And once you can see that and understand it, it's really empowering and very liberating. And like I said, it's brought me immense joy.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Isaac Lidsky, the New York Times best-selling author of Eyes Wide Open, Overcoming Obstacles and Recognizing Opportunities in a World That Can't See Clearly, here on Enterprise Radio a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Lipsky, despite a very busy professional life and personal life, you decided to write a book. Why did you do that?
You know, the insights that I gained, the sort of eyes wide open vision that I gained as I lost my sight, has just been so, like I said, empowering and liberating for me in my life. And it is something that is not about blindness. It's not even about, disability per se. It's about the immense power of the human mind and our ability to sort of create the lives we want for ourselves. And I've long wanted to share that with people. I want to inspire and teach others to see what I can see. And, it's been something I've been thinking about for years. And then when Dorothy and I had our triplets, after the first sort of few years of triage and kind of crisis mode, and they kind of became toddlers and whatnot, it seemed like a pretty good time to finally give myself the space to write this book. And really, I wrote it with them in mind. They're a little young still, but hopefully someday they'll read it, and I hope they'll find value in it, and they'll get the same blessings that I got from these ideas.
Now, if you had to summarize your philosophy on leadership and management, how would you describe that?
Sure. So, I run my business through a leadership team, and we're a bunch of folks in the organization who get together in a room. And my philosophy, my vision is, everyone has their sort of specific functions that they're responsible for, their kind of zones of influence, so to speak. But when we get in the room, we are all ultimately responsible collectively for the success or failure of the enterprise. And we are all, working towards a singular goal. And we need to do what we need to do in terms of being open and honest and vulnerable and working together to ensure that, there's only one goal and there's one team, and we're all, we kind of sink or swim together. And in my experience, that's created a really, beautiful, work experience. I've seen folks rise to the occasion and thrive over great adversity in the business world and achieve beyond my wildest imagination. So I've been really blessed.
You certainly have been, and got quite a vision, and really inspiring to have you with us today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or one last final tip or word of advice?
Yeah, I would just really encourage folks to take a second and stop and think about, are you living the life you want for yourself at work and your career, at home, and in your relationships and in your heart and soul. And the choice is yours. It's a choice you're making every moment, whether you realize it or not. So I'd love to hopefully add value to folks with my eyes wide open vision.
Well said. And speaking of which, where can listeners get more information about your book, and where could they make purchase?
Sure. So the easiest place to go is probably my website, which is just my last name.com. So Lidsky, L as in Larry, I, D as in David, S as in Sam, KY.com. There are links there to all kinds of retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whoever, Indie Books, whoever you want to buy the book from on the site. But also there's a link to my TED Talk and to my blog. And the biggest thing that I'd ask listeners is please let me know what you think. This is a passion project for me. I read every submission to the website, every email, and I really genuinely want to know what you think. So please let me know.
Once again, Mr. Lipsky, it has been an honor and a pleasure to have had you today with us on Enterprise Radio's continued success. And you have yourself a great day, and thanks again for being with us here on the program.
Thanks so much. The privilege is mine.
We have been speaking with Mr. Isaac Lipsky, the New York Times best-selling author of Eyes Wide Open, Overcoming Obstacles and Recognizing Opportunities in a World That Can't See Clearly. And for more information, simply visit Lipsky.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.